For Delaware State of the Arts, I'm Andy Truscott. My guests today are Charlie Vincent and Jennifer Cyani with Spur Impact and Tierra Fair with the United Way of Delaware. All are partners for 2023's Do More 24 Giving Day. Team, I'm so excited to have you here and talk a little bit about what's coming up in early March, March 2nd and 3rd to be exact. And so I wonder if you can tell me a little bit more about how Do More 24 Delaware got started and what listeners should know about why they should be excited to participate.
Absolutely. Do More 24 was started, this is year 8. United Way of Delaware went to National Capital Area and we were looking for ways to really connect with our Delaware nonprofits and we could do some capacity building. We brought Do More 24 here, and in the last 4 years, about 4 years ago, we partnered with Spur Impact, which has been absolutely amazing. This partnership has made a huge difference in Delaware nonprofits. Last year, we were able to raise collectively $2.6 million. And so if you ask me why people should be excited about this Giving Day, I would say there's 2.6 million reasons why you should be excited about this Giving Day. Really, it's about our collective impact and us showing how important Delaware nonprofits are to each and every one of us, because everyone, no matter who you are, has been touched and affected by a nonprofit some point in their life, probably some point in their day today, because whether it's your local Y or it's your church, we really support any Delaware 501c3.
And Spur Impact is excited to partner with United Way of Delaware 4 years ago and really take hold part of our mission and helping to change the culture around individual giving here in Delaware. And that has really been an exciting part as Spur Impact continues to grow and spread our wings and helping support nonprofits raise unrestricted funds and marketing dollars to continue their missions and make Delaware a great place to live and work each and every day.
How many organizations do you anticipate participating in this year's Do More 24?
So last year we had a little more than 500 nonprofits serving Delaware. I would guess we'll have somewhere in that same 500 to 600 range again this year. You know, nonprofits are located in every city in the state. So this is a way to sort of bring everybody together.
Can you give an example of the kinds or the sectors, right, of nonprofits that are participating?
Certainly relevant to the listeners of this podcast, the arts and culture nonprofits, which are certainly an important economic driver to the state. A lot of them are participating. But it's beyond the arts. I mean, you've got homeless-focused nonprofits. You've got food insecurity-focused nonprofits. You've got community-focused nonprofits. Every sector, every type of nonprofit participates. And really, because the nonprofit sector in Delaware is so diverse, you know, you really have a good cross-section.
Overall, I mean, realistically, we have about 30 different sectors that nonprofits can select themselves into, and that it is an opportunity for donors or potential donors or newcomers to the state to go through those sectors and pick the ones that they love, whether it be animals or environmental or women's rights or maybe advocacy, and they can go in and find new organizations that are working to make those focuses a little bit stronger here in the state. So if you are new to Delaware or new to the nonprofit sector and just don't know where to look, Do More 24 Delaware is a great opportunity to learn about the nonprofits. And maybe there might be a new nonprofit that's right down the street from you that is doing some amazing work that you love and want to support. And this is an opportunity to not only give them financial support, but then hopefully give them your talent and treasures through support as well.
Tara, you had mentioned last year raised over $2.6 million for nonprofits in Delaware. That was a record year in the 8 years that Do More 24 has existed. What were some of the other metrics that you saw from last year that I think were exciting or important to note?
One of the most exciting things was the number of donors. And so we had over almost 12,000 donors from all over the world, really. But what we looked at is that most of them were from Delaware, that we had donors from every county, every city, and that's exciting. That means that Delawareans are supporting Delaware nonprofits in such a big way. This year, of course, we are looking to make that even bigger our goal is to get to all 50 states finally. We got really close. We got to, was it 47? So we got to 47 states. And so we're trying to get to all 50 states finally. But more than that, our goal is really to make sure that more Delawareans are aware and more Delawareans are supporting Delaware nonprofits, because we all are, and once again, like, I can't say it enough, we're all affected by nonprofits. We all use nonprofits. So it, when it's time to support them, we have to make sure we're doing that in a big way in order for nonprofits to stay sustainable. And so we're just really, I think that's the most impressive metric that we could ever have. Like 12,000 donors, that is super cool. And none of us could do it alone, but together we did it.
The day is focused largely on individuals giving, but I want to note that business and corporate partners also play a big part in the day. And I wonder if you could share with our listeners some of the ways that the business and corporate community has rallied behind Do More 24 Day.
Well, I'll start by just saying one of the biggest ways that people have supported, businesses and organizations have supported Do More 24 is through sponsorship. We have some magnificent sponsors, and I can't even begin to name all of them because I will most certainly get in trouble and miss a few. However, some of the ones that we have to know are our larger organizations. So we're talking about the Longwood Foundation, Welfare Foundation, Crest Lee Foundation, Laffey McHugh Foundation, the Delaware Community Foundation. We have to give a big outstanding round of applause to the Delaware Division of the Arts, because out of all the giving days all over the nation, we are one of the only giving days that really connects with the government and the government agencies. And that's pretty cool to be in Delaware. So Delaware Division of the Arts really making strides and giving towards Do More 24. And I cannot forget our biggest media sponsor is King Creative. So Chris, not only he literally gives his blood, sweat, and tears because he stays up 24 hours and keeps everyone entertained through the whole day. So those are some of the sponsors, but we have so many more. If you go to our website, you'll be able to see a list of all of them. And they are the ones that make Do More 24 happen. They make it so that nonprofits get those hourly prizes, that donors feel like their dollar means more on that day, that they can really double their impact. And we wouldn't be able to do it without them.
Everybody who raises something will get a little more. And, you know, there is a little bit of what you put into it is what you get out of it. But, you know, even somebody who gets a random donation of $5 or $10 has a chance to win, you know, $100 bonus prize in that hour. And there's a lot of prizes that are not tied to, you know, amounts of donations or number of donations. It's just awarded at random to somebody who gets a donation. So we try and make it as even-handed as we can for all the participating nonprofits.
I want to take a minute here just to remind our listeners that you're tuned in to News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Most importantly, I think, are some of the ways that those listening can participate in Do More 24 Day. And so can you share with us some of the options that I say, like, the general Joe Schmo on the street might be able to participate in such an important day?
So first and foremost, it would be great for Joe walking down the street to go to domore24delaware.org on March 2nd at 6 p.m. through March 3rd at 6 p.m. and make a $5 donation or more to their favorite nonprofit. Or maybe it's a new nonprofit that they've never heard of before. That would be the first and foremost, and that would be the best way for somebody to get involved in the day, and that would make the most impact to those nonprofits. So for every $5 donation, that donation will go directly to that nonprofit, and that nonprofit will then be eligible to win additional prizes, additional money, additional stretch pool dollars. So that your $5 will really go really far during these 24 hours. The other option that any Delawarean can do is if you see any social posts that have Do More 24 Delaware, like it, share it, let your friends and family know what's going on here in the great state of Delaware. Those impressions, that brand awareness is going to help the nonprofit and ultimately help the entire sector as we continue to support nonprofits here in Delaware.
How do you think Do More 24 has changed the philanthropic landscape in Delaware?
I'm going to be honest. I don't think we've all ever worked together this much, ever. And so the fact that we're all, you know, it's not every single nonprofit in Delaware. We're working on it. We haven't gotten to everyone yet, but it's 500, which is a good chunk of nonprofits in Delaware. It's almost all of the Delaware foundations. It is so many corporate partners. The truth is that we're really working together to make an impact in the state. And whether you love puppies or kittens or you love kids and education, or you're passionate about older adults, or you're passionate about the arts, no matter what you're passionate about, we are supporting making sure that those nonprofits not only are great now, but they'll be great in the future. And so I think that that is probably one of the most magnificent things about Do More 24 and how it has really changed the landscape of nonprofit giving in Delaware.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. The only thing I would add is that, you know, a lot of the focus of the day is around individual giving. And in terms of sort of, you know, looking at it from a nationwide perspective, Delaware historically has not been the best in terms of individual giving as a slice of the overall giving pie for different reasons. But I think certainly in the last few years, there's been much more of a focus on improving individual giving statewide, particularly among younger donors, because they're the next generation of this sector and a lot of these businesses, certainly in the nonprofit sector and elsewhere. But it's I think the emphasis on the individual donors and the importance of individual giving is translating to sort of changing this culture of philanthropy in Delaware for the better, because any given nonprofit, you know, a big part of what they're doing is how they're engaging their donors, how they're engaging their board, and in turn, you know, affecting the community that they're serving. And they can't do that with, you know, without the support of individual donors, that sometimes they're just coming out of the woodwork because they grew up going to the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, or they work out at the Y or the Boys and Girls Club, or they like a kitten or cat and want to adopt a pet or adopt a child. There's a lot of nonprofits doing really critical things for this community or this whole state. And I think an event like this really helps shine a bright light on what the work that these nonprofits are doing and the support they need from the general public.
I think a lot of what Charlie, Tia, and myself strive to do each and every year is really encourage people to learn about what's going on through their communities. And in particular, the nonprofits are playing an instrumental role. They're on the ground level, making all the difference, making the impact. And then what the nonprofit does from there really starts to work its way up through, it might be different legislation that gets passed or different laws that get amended because of the work of the nonprofit sector and what the nonprofit is finding and making the recommendations. And that's changing how contracts are written, whether that be at the state level or the corporation level. So nonprofits really are at the forefront of what goes on here in the state, and letting people understand and getting them to realize the impact of not just the nonprofits, not just providing a service, that they are really advocating for the quality of life here in Delaware and really setting up for what the next generation of Delawareans is going to look like and what they're going to experience when they step foot outside here along the streets of, you know, whether it be Wilmington, Dover, Georgetown, whatever it looks like. Right now, the nonprofits are the ones who are laying that groundwork and setting the stage for what Delaware is going to look like in the coming years.
You have an example of some of the positive impact that this day has had on many, or maybe just one specific nonprofit.
For some nonprofits, this is their fundraiser of the year. What they raise through this event funds them for the next 12 months. It provides unrestricted support for their very mission. And that's a handful of nonprofits. Others, this kicks off their spring campaign and sets up the rest of the year for their success. Depending on the nonprofit, some of them are raising money for specific programs, other sort of general, a lot are sort of general mission specific. I think an example, one nonprofit last year between the combination of what they raised and what they earned through stretch pool, was able to fund a new position. And that let them pilot a program that to my understanding still exists, you know, and they were able to then later in the year kind of use that pilot to develop, you know, into something that got funded through one of the foundations. So I think there's certainly lots of examples like that where they're sort of trying something new and seeing what comes out of it.
One of the ones that I remember the most is last year, Diamond State Pearls organization, because they are a pretty small nonprofit, and they last year was their first year. They had never heard of Be More 24. They came in kind of late, actually. It was interesting. And they were able to double their money. So they raised probably close to, I think they raised like $1,500. But then they were able to, because of the prizes and because of the prize pool, they were able to double that, which made a huge impact in their organization because they have a mentoring program for young women. And so they were able to give more scholarships to those women, and they were able to take more young women into their program. There are countless examples of that, but I thought that one in particular, it just always reminds me, it was super cool because they were so grateful. They came in at the last of the 11th hour and they were like, I don't know, we might do well, we might not. And they ended up with such an amazing success story. And we might look at that and say, oh, like $3,000, that's not a whole lot of money. But that can make a huge difference too, especially our smaller nonprofits. And we forget that every dollar really does count.
What do you think success looks like this year?
You know, I think Tierra said it right earlier on to one of your other questions. It's really about participation and increasing the number of donors, because in the end, money certainly matters, but it's really about how you're able to capture new volunteer, new supporters for your organization. So success, you know, one of the ways we're measuring success is trying to get more donors coming in than last year. And certainly it would be great to get all 50 states. We have a little map that'll light up as donations are coming in from around the country. We will have a map of Delaware that'll light up as donations are coming in from around the city or around the state. And I think that'll help excite, you know, some of these nonprofits to really say, hey, we're trying to engage with as many people as we can. And a lot of them are working on this strategy and they're marketing right now. And
I think based off of the increased number of donors this year, I think also to looking at the age of those donors and really seeing a new wave of donors come through, a younger generation who is excited and who may just be still in college or just out of college, who are making their first donation to a nonprofit. I think that would be a huge opportunity for the sector to really capitalize on that. And that would be a metric that I am excited to see.
Success looks like one more dollar raised and thousands more donors. It is so imperative that we as a collective come together and make sure the Delaware nonprofits get what they need so that they can continue to serve us all, the people who need it the most. And so we would just really be excited, even if it's just $2.6 million and $1, let's not settle for 12,000 donors. Let's settle for 13,000, 14,000, 15,000 donors. And let's make sure that most of them are Delawareans. And let's make sure that Delaware really just shows that how much they support Delaware. And that is what the future of Be More 24 is.
I'd like to thank Charlie, Jennifer, and Tierra for joining us today. If you'd like to learn more about Do More 24 or would like to plan out your donations for the day, you can visit domore24delaware.org. Delaware State of the Arts is a weekly podcast that presents interviews with arts organizations and leaders who contribute to the cultural vibrancy of communities throughout Delaware. Delaware State of the Arts is provided as a service of the Delaware Division of the Arts in partnership with News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. The Delaware Division of the Arts, a branch of the Delaware Department of State, is committed to supporting the arts and cultivating creativity to enhance the quality of life in Delaware. Together with its advisory body, the Delaware State Arts Council, the division administers grants and programs that support arts programming, educate the public, increase awareness of the arts, and integrate the arts into all facets of Delaware life. To find out more about the division, visit arts.delaware.gov.